You're listening to The Entrepreneur Sip, a podcast for everyday women entrepreneurs who are looking for inspiring conversation and the best-kept marketing tips. Pour yourself a delicious cup of coffee and get ready to embrace new possibilities in life and entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Caitlin Ortega. Let's get into today's chat. What is up, guys? It's your host, Caitlin. I'm so glad that you're here listening to today's episode. I'm feeling energized from the weekend and from getting my hair done yesterday. And funny story. So I actually had already recorded this episode on Monday, and then I posted it like a couple days ago. However, there was just something not sitting right with me about the episode, and it was just weighing on me, and I just felt like I was missing something from this episode. So I'm re-recording it. I'm going to be reposting it this week. So I hope you listen to it. I hope that you take something from it. I'm going to be speaking all about ways to find clients as a freelance designer. And if you're a freelancer, I feel like you can still take something from this conversation today, because we all go through slow seasons in business. And what we have to realize is that clients and inquiries don't always come knocking at our doors. Opportunities do not always come knocking on our doors. We have to take the initiative and actually seek out opportunities for our businesses. Sometimes we just have to do it. We have to put our big girl pants on and go out there and knock on a few doors. There's a quote by Sumner Redstone, and it says, "Opportunity does not knock, you must find it." And that quote has sat with me all over these past like 7 years since I was a senior in high school. When I was giving my senior class president speech, I used that quote in my speech, and I didn't know that I would be using that and applying it to my life as a business owner, but definitely am. So I would encourage you to do the same. You know, find your own opportunities. Don't expect people to come knocking at your door. So these are going to be very beneficial tools that you can apply to your business model. And I'm just excited to be talking about all these different ways. So today we are talking about 6 different ways to find clients as a freelance designer. And if you're a freelancer of any kind, like a social media manager or a virtual assistant or a graphic designer, I know that you'd still benefit from this conversation. So let's dive right in. So the first way to find clients as a freelance designer would be to follow up with your past clients. I feel like so often designers, you know, you might want to just finish up a project and move right on to the next, but I think what's missing in a lot of projects, and especially like with partnerships in this industry, is actually fostering bigger and better relationships with your clients. So that is everything from having a standout process with them, delivering the best work, actually digging deeper into the why of their brand and getting to know your client so much better. And then you can actually get really great reviews from them. They'll refer you to other people. And I think referrals are such a powerful thing and such a powerful tool to use as a designer, because when you have somebody else backing up your business and speaking positively about your services, other people will look to that and want to work with you. So refine your process, dig deeper into the why of your client's brand, actually get to know them and build a relationship with them. And after the project is over, once you've delivered your high quality professional work and they're in love with the process and the deliverables from your service, they'll be more likely to leave you a positive review online and refer you to other people. And then, you know, sometime in the near future, like every quarter or maybe a couple times a year, you can follow up with your past clients, see how their business is doing, and ask them if they'd like you to refresh anything for their business materials, collateral, website, brand design, and that could be a way to find some extra work. This is something that I do like on a quarterly basis for my past clients. And just this year in 2022, I've already like rebooked 3 of my past clients, and it's been amazing. And it's a great way to have some work during the week, maybe during a slower day or slower week. But also you're continuing to build upon that relationship that you have with a past client, because they truly know your work. They know the value of what you're providing, And what's so great is that you've already done work for them before, so you're not starting completely from scratch, which is wonderful. I also really like offering incentives for past clients to refer me to other people. So in all cases, I will tell them that I do offer a referral commission for their referrals. And when a referral signs on with me, I will give them a referral commission gift. And that is just more incentive for them to continue, talking about my services, talking about their project with me. And it really just keeps the flow going and that momentum just continues to build. So that's going to be my number one way for how to find clients. So continuing, number two, this is going to be the second way to find clients as a freelance designer, and that would be to talk about your services. As I mentioned in a previous episode, nobody is going to be as big of an advocate for your business and your brand as you will be. So make sure to get behind those stories, get in front of that camera, show yourself on your feed, and continually post about your business. Talk about your service. Talk about your offers. It's been shown in studies that the more that you talk about your services and your offers, the more likely a consumer and a visitor who's stumbling upon your videos and your content, the more likely they'll be to actually take action about what you're speaking about. So make sure to talk about your stuff as often as you can. I love getting on stories and I like talking about past projects with past clients. I love talking about the design process, about my thought process with certain projects. Sometimes I'll show like initial sketches and then I'll show like the final outcome of how things look. And I love just like taking people through the process of my projects, and it really helps them to see the behind the scenes of what working with me looks like. And also they get to know me better. And I also love to educate people. And that's one of the biggest reasons why I've started this podcast, is my love for just speaking about different topics and sharing my knowledge, but ultimately to educate other people. And so that is something you could do, is, be fun, be friendly, be cool, and just like show off your personality and allow people to get to know you better, but also use your platform as a tool for education so that you can share with other people things that they may not know about. And that's another great way to connect with people on camera. Okay, so the third way to find clients as a freelance designer might be a little bit controversial, but I really like doing this particular method, and it's browsing online. So some designers might think of this as a form of chasing, but I really feel like there are so many business owners that need help and they don't really know who to turn to or where to go online, who to speak with. And really not everybody knows all that is entailed in a brand and website design project, or even for your particular service. People may not know all of the details and where to go. So they turn to these large online platforms and they post about their job position for hire because their brand and their business needs help. So I love browsing online and really refining search results to tailor it to people who fit my ideal type of client. And I don't discriminate too much when I'm refining search results, but I do like to keep it within like the beauty, fashion, health and wellness, and the lifestyle space. So when you're looking on these large online platforms and you're refining these search results, it's almost like trying to find a diamond in the rough, but sometimes you do come across contact information for an ideal type of project. And what I'll do is I actually will take that contact information and I'll send them an email. And I guess you could call it kind of like a cold email, but I talk to them about what attracted me to their job listing or their project and how I can actually help them to succeed with X and Y goal. So sometimes I hear back, sometimes I don't, but that's okay. And at least I'm taking the initiative and finding that opportunity for myself. Some of these online platforms are like Contra. There are so many opportunities listed on Contra, and you can actually submit applications to work with certain brands. and they'll reach back out. And Contra does a really great job of actually nudging you a bit and saying, hey, I found this job listing. I think you'd be great for it. Why don't you go apply? So Contra's great. There's another one called Bark. I've noticed that on Bark, there aren't too many qualified leads. They kind of leave you hanging, so I don't really recommend that one. It is a British company, and so it's just kind of like interesting, but you do have to pay to submit proposals. And from what I've noticed on Bark, it's very expensive and you don't really see as much of a return as you'd like. There are other ones like Upwork where you can browse and refine the search results to find clients that meet your ideal type of work. And then there are really good ones like Brief, which is my absolute favorite, because they will match you with qualified leads and qualified prospective clients and projects who are actually looking for high-end results and like high-quality design work. So if you're a social media agency or a brand agency, freelancer, you can actually get listed on these websites and submit proposals and pitches to prospective clients that you feel really fit your ideal type of work. But ultimately, you need to be willing to say, you know, I actually don't think I'm a good fit for this project, so I'm going to decline this opportunity. I think saying no is also a really great way to open up other doors. So keep that in mind. I would recommend not submitting proposals or pitches to projects that you actually don't feel are a good fit for you, or if you don't feel like you can deliver the results that they're looking for. So you need to be looking at it realistically as well. Don't just reach out to anyone and everyone. Really refine your search results and tailor the proposals and the pitches that you send out. And just focus on who your ideal client is, you know, what are the results that you can provide, and look at that realistically. I also just want to say that when you are listed on these online platforms like Brief and Upwork and Contra, it really takes a lot of time before you actually get to sit down with a prospective client and have a phone call with them. So if you have some time to kill, get listed on those websites, but just be willing to wait and be patient for the right opportunity to come along. Moving on to the fourth way to find clients as a freelance designer. So this would be to follow up with your inquiries and prospective clients. So this is a really, really important one. I can't stress this enough. When you get application submissions of businesses and brands who want to work with you, that is like the biggest compliment ever to your work. And it's honestly so respectful, especially when you get application submissions, because so often, you know, we get DMs and people are like, how much for this? Instead of applying online or sending an email and introducing themselves, I think that's like another lost art, is not everyone knows how to like professionally communicate about their businesses. But regardless, I think it's important for you to follow up with your inquiries. And I know there's some like, you know, not everyone likes to call them leads, but in business, that's kind of what they are. They're leads to go off of. And once you feel like they're a really great fit for you and you actually schedule a discovery call, you send them a proposal, at that point, I feel like you can confidently say that they are a prospective client and they'd be willing to build a partnership with you and work with you long term. Because as we know, you know, freelance designers and freelancers, maybe you're a virtual assistant or social media manager, we work with our clients over long periods of time. So it really is about building that partnership. So I would say give a great first impression. When somebody applies to work with you, reach back out within a reasonable time frame. I would say, you know, within 24 hours is like the best time frame probably. You know, reach back out, say, you know, thank you for applying to work with me, and just be honest and talk to them about next steps moving forward. I really like to also follow up to my follow-up. So after having a discovery call and sending out a proposal if it's been about a week and I haven't heard back from them, that's probably a really good indicator that they are no longer thinking about working with me at that particular time. So I still like to send an email after 7 days from having a discovery call and just touching base and saying, hey, I haven't heard back from you. Just wanted to know where you were at with the proposal that I sent you. You know, do we need to wait for a later time to begin the project, or have you decided on something else? And I just really like to hear their feedback. And I think it's a really great way for you to also just let them know that, hey, I'm thinking about you. I haven't forgot about you. And yeah, it just kind of helps to push the partnership forward, because even if they decide not to work with you at that particular point in time, they are going to remember like, hey, so-and-so was so professional. They followed up with me. And it seems like they really care about my project, which you really do, right? Because as we all know, as designers, we truly treat all of our projects as if they're like our own brands and our own businesses. So yeah, I mean, just nurture your inquiries and your prospective clients, you know, allow them to feel like you're actually friends with them and willing to build up that partnership. So that's all I've got to say about following up with your inquiries. So moving on to the fifth way to find clients as a freelance designer could be passion projects. This is actually my least favorite way to find clients as a designer, but I know a lot of other designers really like this topic, so I wanted to talk about it in the episode today. Passion projects are a great way to showcase some of your skill and also showcase the potential of working with an ideal type of client, but I don't like them personally because I always second guess myself. It's actually so different than working one-on-one with a client because you have actual feedback from clients, whereas when you work on a passion project, you're kind of just giving yourself feedback and honestly second guessing yourself and doubting every little decision you make for a passion project. So I've only done a handful of them during my 3 years as a designer, and I don't enjoy them. I really don't. The very first passion project I ever did was called Companion on the Journey Kojo, and it was for a made-up line of hand lotion for both men and women. And while it was a really cool concept, I ended up just hating the color palette, the typography, the brand icon, the mock-ups I created. I hated everything. So I actually deleted it. And it was like I spent so much time developing the idea, creating everything, all just to delete it. And it was just terrible. Like, it brought me no satisfaction. And it honestly felt like a complete waste of time. So I personally do not like passion projects. I always second guess myself, doubt myself. Whereas with actual clients giving me actual feedback, where we have actual strategy calls, that's where I produce my best work. But everyone is different. So if you like passion projects and they work for you and people love the work you do for passion projects, like, keep doing them. But if you're like me and you're in the same boat where you second guess yourself, then maybe passion projects aren't the way to move forward with finding clients as a freelance designer. So that brings me to my sixth and final way of how to find clients as a freelance designer, which is networking. So networking is going to be a really major one. You can do it on a large scale form of networking and a smaller scale form of networking. I would consider the larger scale networking to be being rigorously involved with your community and really solidifying your position as a leader in your industry within your community. So that means getting involved at church, getting involved with the Chamber of Commerce or local community business groups, and really introducing yourself, introduce your business, and establish your credibility as a professional. I think connecting with people can be a really intimidating thing to some business owners and people, but ultimately it's a great way for you to put yourself out there and connect with more like-minded individuals. And on a smaller scale, you can connect with other creatives that you meet online. So I've met so many incredible designers and fellow freelancers like on Instagram, and Instagram is my platform of choice. I love getting on stories there, post all the time. I love, you know, seeing other people's posts, commenting, having little chats, you know, in DMs. Like, it's just like my space to be in as a business owner. And I've met so many amazing women and amazing guys. I meet more women than guys, but yeah, I've met a lot of creatives. And also, like, just networking within your small social media platform is a great way to connect and to foster engagement and to network. So I've seen a lot of creatives bundle offers together, host workshops together, and do lives together. I mean, there are endless opportunities on social media, and we may feel like it's saturated, but when you find your tribe and you find your few people that you really connect with, that you really feel like you could make a difference together, that's where you'll start to see the magic happen, and you can figure out some creative ways to network together. So that was my topic of conversation today, covering 6 ways to find clients as a freelance designer. And just to recap, those 6 ways are to follow up with past clients, to talk about your services, to browse online platforms, follow up with your inquiries, post your passion projects, and to network. I hope that maybe a few of them resonated with you and that it inspires you and motivates you to take action and find your own opportunities when you are trying to find work and find clients as a freelance designer. If you did enjoy this podcast, feel free to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and I will see you on the next one. Thanks for tuning into today's episode of The Entrepreneur Sip. Visit the show notes to review or support this podcast. And if you're looking for free resources like my brand launch checklist, then you can visit my studio's website at abovedesign.studio. See you next time.